demonstrators waved Palestinian flags, carried anti-war signs, and beat drums, pots, and pans, as speakers denounced the firm's role in creating and supporting the U.S. and Israeli-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. The UN warned from the outset that the GHF violated basic humanitarian principles, offering only a few remote sites and delivering far less aid than established agencies. In 3 months, the program has been linked to roughly 1,300 Palestinian deaths. Doctors Without Borders calls the sites slaughter masquerading as aid, a claim backed by a former GHF security contractor. Layla Ali with the Palestinian Youth Movement calls it a manufactured famine, saying Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is using starvation as a weapon of war.
Children are dying from malnutrition. Families are surviving off bird feed, grass, or nothing at all. It is a U.S.-funded, Israeli-orchestrated genocide. It is not a humanitarian failure. This crisis would not be possible without the work of the Boston Consulting Group. Shame! Where we see the blood of our people, the people in that office see dollar signs. Instead of distributing food or medicine, the GHF is distributing further death and destruction.
The Boston Consulting Group has since cut ties, saying it deeply regrets its involvement. As a result, two partners were fired. But protesters say the company's statements fall short.
We will not allow them to hide here in San Francisco. We will not allow them to wash their hands of all the blood of our martyrs. We know what they have done, and we are here to make it known and make it loud.
Since the war began, 217 people, including 100 children, have died from starvation. Which is why this 11-year-old protester says she joined the rally.
I'm here to fight for kids just like me who are my age, who are dying and losing their families in Palestine. It is not fair, it is not right, and no one deserves that.
Scenes of starving families have prompted aid drops from 12 countries, including the UAE, Germany, France, the Netherlands, Italy, and Canada. But the UN calls the airdrops dangerous and inefficient. A 15-year-old Palestinian boy was killed this week after being struck by a falling pallet. Gaza's government media office reports that 23 Palestinians have been killed and 124 injured in airdrop incidents since the war began, with 13 drowning while trying to retrieve packages that fell into the sea. For Pacifica, I'm Lauren Schmidt.